Shirin Chayvus Halvavus, Sunday afternoon, Shar Cheshvan HaNefesh to the women, Tess Mar Cheshvan, 13 October. Okay, we're learning Chayvus Halvavus, Shar Cheshvan HaNefesh. I hate to interrupt the talking. We're learning Shar Cheshvan HaNefesh, and these are 30 things. This is really an overview of Chazara, a way of cheating and learning the whole Sefer, the principles of the Sefer Chayvus Halvavus, without learning through the Sefer. Isn't that wonderful? Perfect for our generation. Okay. Now, the first few are maybe boring.
Why?
Because the Chayvus Halvavus really bases his whole Sefer on Hakaras HaTov, on gratitude, and he explains in Shar HaBechina what you have to be grateful for. So the first few are sort of a list of things to be grateful for. So if you think he's going to give you 30 things to be grateful for, he's not. That's Shar HaBechina's job, to tell you everything you have to be grateful for. And there's much, much more than 30. There are hundreds and thousands and millions. And he teaches you how to think about it in Shar HaBechina. Here, though, where he's talking certain principles, foundational principles, so these are the primary things. So, as I say, it's not going to be, in the beginning it might be a little boring, but it's not going to be a list of 30 things to be grateful for. I think it lasts for 3, 4, maybe 5 of the things, and then there's 25 other things. These are things to think about. Now, you shouldn't take it lightly. It means he wants you to think about these things too. And if you're ever having trouble feeling grateful to Hashem, if you notice people that have trouble feeling grateful to Hashem because the dollar went down to 3.49.
Yeah.
So just remember that you don't deserve to exist, and you don't deserve to have any dollars or any shekels for that matter. So the first... It's okay. We're going to start now. Okay. Anything that happened until now doesn't count. We're starting now.
I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, we're starting now. We're starting now.
We have one more event.
So, you have to memorize 30 things to think about. But it's not going to be on the test. Because it's a total waste of my time and your time. If you sit here and you listen to the 30 things and you write it down dutifully, even though no one writes everything down, and you remember it and you memorize it because you have a photographic memory or a photographic, because most people don't have even any texts, it doesn't do anything. You have to talk and think about it. Oh, well, light bulb. Like, he wants you to think about these things. That's the point, not to learn what you're supposed to think about. So number one was, so the first few are foundational things, what to be grateful for. And the first one was to be grateful that you exist. No one can ever feel that they have a right to exist, because before they existed, they can't have any rights because they don't exist. So you start off already with a tremendous shefa of matnas chinam from Hashem, the fact that you exist, because why should you exist? So that's already, wow. The second one was to think about biology, and these myrrhs and Shara Bechina. It's worthwhile to take any part of your body, an eyelash, anything, an eyelash, a hair, a cell, a shayotzar, anything in the body, and you can spend the next few months just studying whatever you've picked, a finger, a joint, anything. So that's number two, was biology. We're up to number three. Number three is Vashlishi, Cheshbon Adam, and Nafsho, to think about the Histaklo, Begodel, Tovos, Elokimolov, to think about, to be grateful for this third thing, because this is a third foundational thing, that Hashem gave you Seichel. Hashem gave you're a person, and you have Seichel, and therefore you're... Right, you could have been an animal. An animal has no seichel. You have the ability to think, to be creative, to feel emotions. It's such a, like it's amazing. amazing, and it's such a, it broadens your existence. It gives so much more. It gives so much more meaning and fullness to your existence, and it's a dober b'fnei atzmo to be grateful for. B'mesho ilo min ha-seichel, that you have seichel, you're a rational being, most people are, and you can think, and you have memory, and you can be machadesh, you can be creative, and the arts, or something like it, just wow, like you have so much more of a life. And the ability to communicate, and the ability to have other people communicate with you. Imharbe midos tovos v'chamudos v'nechvados. See, he packs a lot into one. This, in Char HaMechina, this is something in itself, but now he's just putting it all together, because he's putting it together that you're a person, not an animal. So you have intelligence, and you have the ability to speak, and to communicate with others, and you have the ability to feel emotions. You're angry, you're sad, you're happy, you're upset. The whole gamut of emotions. At the end of Shaar HaAvodos Elokim, he happens to go through the emotions one by one, a whole list of emotions, and he tells you how to use it in Avodas Hashem. And he goes through the opposite emotions, right? Anger, laughter. And he goes through the whole thing. Laziness, zrizus. But that's it. But that's how to use it in Avodas Hashem. Now he's just saying the fact that they exist, the fact that you have them, the fact that you can control them, the fact that you react to things, you feel things. So that's. And harbe midos tovos v'chamudos v'nechvados. You have a sense of self, of dignity. In Shaar HaBechina, he trains us to think about things we would never think about. You have a sense of self-respect, a sense of dignity. This is a rule. This is a tovos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers upon us. There's plenty of living things, even if he gave you life, and you're not a rock, but you could be an animal that can't talk and has a pretty limited life, right? Kamosha Kosov, Malfeinu, Mibamos, Oretz, Meofa, Shemayin, Yechakameinu. This is something a person has to appreciate and give and be grateful to Hashem. And now he does what he does in the first two pieces. He wants it to bring it down to earth. It's not very fancy. It's not very esoteric. It's not very Kabbalistic. It's not very philosophical. He does this, if you remember, he did it the first two, and he's doing it now again. Close your eyes and imagine you have no seichel. And there are people. You want to visit them? They're in hospitals. They have no seichel. They're irrational. They're hallucinate. It's one of the tzlan. It's not. You can imagine it, but if you want to, you could go to certain hospitals and see it. And then someone came along and gave you a pill. Right? Doesn't have to be Ritalin. It can be any pill. And all of a sudden, you are given the gift of rational thought. And the range of emotions. Think, this is what he did in the first two. He wants to make it real. He wants you to imagine. Use it. By the way, don't forget to thank Hashem for the koach of imagination. Use your imagination.
Careful
to.
Coffee,
You, thank you. Use your imagination to think about how grateful you would be to a person who came along and cured you and gave you rational thought. The Yachshov. If you're having trouble feeling grateful, you have to imagine not having it. That's what he did in the first two also. Imagine if someone came along and you did exist already and found you in the street as an infant that was just born. And he took you and he raised you, the whole life. He gave you everything in your life. Imagine how you would feel about that person. And then he did it in the second one also. Now in the third, when a person came along, a ben adam, and he was verape him, v'hikir yisro mashu bo, and now you have rational thought, and you're aware of it, and you wouldn't be able to buy him enough thank you cards. You would support, single-handedly, you would support Hallmark on your own.
Leos Masvin Bahodo Osu Shvachal Alze Tachas Gemuro.
He gave you rational thought. He changed your life. That just changed your life. That's like such cheap, you know, such cheap words.
That's like flowers for Algernon.
Remember, Koshin Aborius Borach. I should be careful to not say no alenu. That gave us rational thought and emotions and low tachlus v'chasado v'imonu. Moshe Kosov, there's a posuk in Tehillim. So if you ever say this posuk in Tehillim, maybe you say Tehillim and you just go through this posuk, maybe now you'll say, oh, that sounds familiar. Rabbo Sosiso Tem Shemel Bukai, and it's Nifla Osecho Machshol Secho Eleinu. That's the posuk, and it's just utterly overwhelming. So that's the first three. The fourth is, again, still gratitude. Again, it's not going to be a list of 30 things to be grateful for, but it's fundamental, basic things. Soon we'll get out of gratefulness and we'll go on to other things you should think about. Number four is also being grateful. Number one was grateful that you exist. Number two is your biology. Number three is seichel and emotions, the fact that whatever a person has over an animal. Number four is Cheshbonu Amnafsho, think about the Begodol Tolos Elokim Olov Behoroso. We're sitting in this room and we know how to live forever. We have the secret of eternal life. And there are many, many, most of the world does not have the secret of eternal life. And it's an accident of birth, right? I could have been in some paddy rice field in Vietnam wearing those funny hats and bowing down to apes of heaven. I didn't do anything to deserve to be here in this room and learning and understanding and knowing that there's a Hashem and knowing that there's a Torah and the ability to get all of Habba and to exist forever and ever and to hook up with the greatest pleasure that is possible for a person to have, which is to bond with Hashem and the Neshama. Like, and to be grateful for it. And again, you don't need to deserve it. It's an accident of birth. And a century, maybe, and where you were born, and who you were born to, whom you were born to. And even if you... And if you're thinking for a second, for a split second, well, I'm about tshuva, so I don't have to thank Hashem. I did it all on my own. But what do you think? The people you met, the things you heard, the shiurim you heard, the people that influenced you, this is awful. Right? So it's true, you picked up the ball and you ran with it, and that's wonderful, and you'll get scarred for it. But Hashem, you have to be grateful that he was Mesavei Kol HaSibos. I don't think, even let's say Avraham Avinu, he could say he did it all on his own. Right? But then he has to go back to number three, and he has to thank Hashem for the call of rational thought. So Hashem is really responsible for everything that he accomplished anyway. Anyway, number four is Cheshbonu Amnafsho Begodol Tovos Elokim Olov Behoroso El Meshayesh Bo Chayuso Bishnei Olamim, that you're going to live in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. The Torah Nichbedes Ne'emono, with the true and faithful Torah and the mitzvahs, which are a bridge between you and Hashem. You can be stuck in this world and you might know there's a Hashem like Avraham Avinu. You don't know how to bridge that gap. What do I do? So Hashem gave us a Torah, because on our own, but who knows, Avraham Avinu figured it out on his own. It's like utterly amazing. But we have to thank Hashem for giving us a Torah, for giving us halachas, for giving us Rabbeim, Rabbaniyot, whoever teaches us, like, thank you. L'hasar Avrono, to take away your blindness, L'vayr Sechluso, and to destroy your foolishness, L'har Eino, L'hakriba L'rosan Olakav. Hashem revealed to us through the Torah what His will is, and when we do His will, our neshamas bond with Him, whatever that means. We're not sure exactly what it means. Our mind do not grasp it. The Todienu Amitos Bora, but we have a Torah that talks about Hashem and talks about what He wants from us. U'mashiv chayavlo. I mean, the whole Chavis Halavos. Thank you, Hashem, that there was a person named Mr. Chavis Halavos, and he wrote a sefer, and we discovered it, It wasn't hidden, but
it's a treasure. This safe is a treasure. Asher bo tishlam haslachasu b'shnei ha'olam. It's going to be a credit card, your boarding pass for two olamas. You'll enjoy olam hazeh, and you'll enjoy olam haba. Moshe kosev toras Hashem tmimim, it was not be'esh, figu li'Hashem yisharim, it's not delayed. This is all true. This is true. It's not just words we mumble on Shabbos morning. And if we come late, we mumble it quickly. B'yach, no way to say tillim, so it's every Sunday, or it's a very, very good test. And here we go again. B'yach shu b'nafshu. Close your eyes and imagine. Yidlu hoysen and deres mimen. And really, every Baal Tshuva really can really, really experience this. Right? How grateful are people to Meir Shuster? He should have a refuah. And Noach Zatzal. You just pick two people. I'm not in the world of Kiru. I wasn't, but these two people I had a kesher to. And think of how grateful people with families or any grandchildren, and like they must be so grateful. So this is what he wants you to imagine, and everything's from Hashem. So Elul is an embarrassed man. If you wouldn't have the Torah, if you wouldn't know about it. Achashikir ma'alasa. This is interesting. He throws this in. You lose it if you know about it and you want it. See, this is what he wants you to imagine. He doesn't want you to imagine. I don't know why. I'm not sure. He wants you to imagine not having it and missing it and wanting it and longing for it, because you knew it was great and you lost it. You forgot how, or you didn't know how, or you were in a place where you didn't know how to access it. The achakat mezdavin lo adam, and then a person came along, shereilu ba, that taught everything to him. Ahoysa ruya hishtad luso, would he be enough and able to, yecholta masbekis lahashlim al da'osu v'shvachol al zeh, would he be enough to express his gratitude? V'koshken habore ha-meir bo, v'ha-meipik lahavanosa, Hashem gives us the wherewithal to understand it. He gave it to us, he gave us the Torah, he gave us the mitzvahs, he gave us the wherewithal how to understand it. He gave us rebbeim. He gave us everything. The ozer lo alav. Bahamaat. So the least we can do, and I said this is our ticket to having an existence forever, which everybody should want. Right? You don't want to think it's over after a couple of years, a couple of decades, even if it's 12 decades. So that's a pretty short time. So before you know it, in the blink of an eye, you say, hey, when did I get so old? I remember being 15 years old and having a ball. What happened? Who shenorus li dovek v'tarosa? So we express our gratitude by doing the mitzvahs, v'namayr l'kabel mitzvoso v'azaroso, and doing the assays, and the losa says, this is our way of saying thank you. He throws this in here, but this is a very major yisod in Chol Chalavos. Doing the mitzvahs are primarily a way of expressing gratitude. We're doing Hashem's will, acknowledging Him and thanking Him for everything. I ran, I didn't delay. So that's number four. So number one is existence, thank you. Number two is biology, thank you. Number three is the human mind, the rational thought and emotions, thank you. And number four is that he gave us a Torah and told us how to bond with him and how to do his will and how to access Olam Haba. So by now we should be bursting with gratitude, and we're going on to number five. Number five is already the first that's not just what to be grateful for. Number five is an interesting thing to think about and to turn over in your mind and to contemplate and to think about. To think about and say, hey, you know, something indeed, taka. You can do it when you're on the treadmill. Everybody has a treadmill. No, I have a treadmill. That's the most expensive hat rack I ever owned. And I'm just waiting for my foot to be cured. I went to the doctor this morning. And the last time I went, it was kimat, 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 kimat. And today was kimat, 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 kimat. opening. A little opening.
We'll see.
He has this honey-based schmear he's trying. He's experimenting on me. He thinks it's working. It's from Europe. They don't have it here in Israel. I'm number 15. I think I told him I'm number 15. So he's very eager that it should work. I mean, it would have closed up anyway, but now he's going to say, successful. The schmear is successful. He's going to write it down and he'll get an award. No, but I did graduate from tachboshes to the kind of stockings you women wear when you need to. I graduated to whatever it's called.
Support. Stockings. Like support.
Yeah. So I graduated to that. Now I'm pregnant.
Now you're pregnant.
Now I can trade notes with you. What kind do you have? I have one that's 50% cotton. The person in Aturim said it's just as good as the other kind, 50% cotton. It's from Europe. Because there's instructions how to put it on, but it's all in Swiss. So my wife will show me how to put it on. If she remembers. My youngest is 13. I don't know if she remembers. Bahamishi. So this is the first one that's not what to be grateful for. This is something to think about. And it's interesting, because we just talked about Torah and mitzvahs and to be grateful for it. Number five is to make sure you understand. Think about that, you make sure you understand it. It's like, and this for men, this is very, maybe more so. Don't learn things superficially. You hear a shiur, and it's like, just, you know, you women have more of a problem, and I'm explaining what I mean. Because you're not like sitting in a class most of the time learning. You're doing the dishes or you're doing housework and you're listening to a shiur. So your whole method of listening is sort of superficial, because you're listening with half an ear and you're answering the phone and the baby's crying and you're checking supper in the oven if it shouldn't burn. And meanwhile, the other thing is, he says, understand things you learn. Think about them. And this is like really Chavos HaLavos 101. Because the Hakdama was the importance of the human mind. And he puts that first. And he says, things have to make sense to you. They don't have to make sense to you in the sense that you're not going to do it if it doesn't make sense to you. That he says, Chas V'Shalom. But you're so much more able to be Obed Hashem, and it's Judaism is so much more meaningful to you if you understand what things are. If you understand. So he says, when you learn something, number five is, make sure you understand it. Don't give it a superficial, you know, once over, and then go on to the next thing, which nowadays it's not easy. I told you this, men's learning, you know, it's shifted. You know, it shifted from really deep and concentrated to think of a svara. When I was by a Bible Berman for Rockaway, we would think of a svara for hours. And now it sounds so strange, and you don't even believe me. How can you think about a svara for hours? I don't know if I could now, but I could then. And you think about it, and you turn it over in your mind, and you try to make a mushel. Like, it's really deep. So you try to turn it over in your mind, and you try to visualize it. Rav actually gave us lessons in how to think deeply and how to visualize a svara. It was really, Baruch Hashem, I was very lucky in my life. I had such a Rebbe. But that's what the Chavos is saying here. Think deeply. Make sure you understand it. Don't walk away with, like, you know, sometimes you hear someone say, yeah, something like that. Something like that. Yeah, okay. And then you'll say over the Torah, and someone will say, yeah, I heard one just like that. And then they'll say something like a totally different idea. Like, and you have to smile and say, oh, yeah, yeah. I do that all the time. Like, people come over after the drush and say, yeah, I heard a similar idea. And then they'll say something like, out in the left field, I have no connection whatsoever. But you have to smile and say, oh, thank you, Shpeyach. So if you ever hear me smile at you and say, Shpeyach, don't believe me. I'm a good liar.
You should see me when someone comes over to me and says, do you remember me?
Ooh.
Oh.
You should see me lie.
Oh.
Of course I remember you. Shiloh. And I turn to my son, fast, who is that? Bachamishi, Sheyachshov, Vinnafshov, Behis Achro, Mehovin, Sefer Torah, Elokim. And this is not just Gemara, this is any Shir, this is if you learn the meaning of the Siddur, anything that's Torah. He says, if you don't understand it, don't just move on. This is so, very painful, because nowadays people don't want to be Yogeya in Torah. There's an Indian that's called Yigiya. Yigiya means to struggle to understand, to think. People can't think, they don't think more than, we're down to 15-minute attention spans, 20-minute attention spans. And to think deeply about something and to just think and concentrate and focus and just think, people don't even know what you're talking about. It's like a foreign idea. And I can't explain it, really. I was just very, very zochet to have maybe one of the last really, really deep thinkers. You hear it from Moshe Shapiro, right? And you have to understand what he's saying. It's deep. But, you could understand something. Rabbi, my Rosh Hashiva said once to me, he said, you want to understand a deep thing simply? You can't. A deep thing, you have to understand it deeply. That's a deep thought. Think about that. He said, you can't understand a deep thought superficially. It's deep. You have to think deeply. So that's what the Chayyus HaLavas is saying. He's saying, if you don't understand something, you have to be yogeya. You have to, I'm squeezing my eyes because that's the only way I have. You have to think. That's a lost art. And it's not art, a lost. People don't know about it because everything, click, click, click.
It used to be that you would learn with the teacher so you could ask questions and discuss. Now you just listen to a shir on the thing.
That's another problem.
The
MP3 and the millions of shiurim on the internet are wonderful, but they create a superficiality and they create the loss of the link. The printing press is the greatest thing that ever happened in the world. And it did. It took. Imagine writing a shas. Imagine sitting down and writing a shas. So thank the good Lord for the printing press, and he knew exactly when it should be invented, right? We learned that in Shara Bechina, Hashem very carefully planned when every invention should come. But it has a chisaron, it broke the link between the Talmud and the Rebbe. You now have the ability to sit and learn Sforim, and you could think you don't need a Rebbe. And that's terrible, because it's dry, and you're not sure what it means, and it really, that's why it was usher to write down Torah Sheba'al Peh. Forget the printing press. I can go back to the times of Rebbe, Yehuda Nasi, and say that he felt terrible about it, but he saw if he's not going to write down Torah Sheba'al Peh, it's going to be worse. But the reason it was usher to write down Torah Sheba'al Peh is because you have a link with the Rebbe. So you are linked to Har Sinai, because it's Ba'al Peh. So your Rebbe's teaching you, and his Rebbe taught him, and you are linked to Har Sinai. Once they started writing it down, and people took the parchment and learned Torah Sheba'al Peh from the parchment, it really breaks the link. You're no longer necessarily a link to Sinai. You are learning from this piece of parchment. Kol Shekein, the printing press, because now it's accessible to anyone, and you certainly don't need a Rebbe, and so on and so forth. So what you're saying is right, but the getting back to the point of the Chayyus HaLavas in Cheshbon number 5 is to realize the importance of making sure you understand. You know what I do with men? I tell them to learn Mishnayos. I love Mishnayos, and I am a big pusher for Mishnayos. And this is true of Gemara too. It's true about anything you learn. I remember Victor Miller Zatzal did this. If you listen to Shiurim, they are taped. This was his methodology. Not exactly. I'm saying my adaption of it. But his methodology is, I'll tell you my adaption of it. You learn something, stop, and say it over in your own words. And I see from working with Otzkro that when you have to say it over in your own words, and I say you're not allowed to say the Gemara's words. You have to say your own words. Say it in English. You're not allowed to say your own words. It's unbelievable how you then see what you don't have a clarity in. All of a sudden, you know, I'm not really sure what that means. Because when you have to say it in your own words, and you can't just parrot the words that you've learned, so you need to know what it means. Because, I mean, you can fool yourself, of course, but this is the path. So I say, learn a Mishnah, then close the Mishnayos, and say it over in your own words. And if you don't really understand the Mishnah thoroughly, you'll see right away that you don't. You'll see right away 8 questions are going to pop into your mind. I don't really understand this, and I don't really understand this, and I want. So that's just a trick. The Chavis HaLovis, and getting back to Chavis HaLovis' point, make sure you understand what you're learning. Don't be lazy, mentally lazy, we're talking about, intellectually lazy, and just move on to the next daf, and move on to the next piece. Think, understand. Built the Amor al Inyonov, and you know, not really being omeid, that's the lotion, being omeid on what it says, really understanding it. And the Chavis HaLovos, this I don't understand too well what he now says, but again, this is his style. He brings it down to earth and he says, in your everyday life, what could this be similar to? I have trouble relating to his marshal, maybe you won't. His marshal is, you get an edict from the king. He sends around a law, and you're not sure what the law means. And you sit there and you break your head to make sure you understand the law. And also came the Sefer Shiagieu Bimelech. If you get a Sefer of a Melech Bosom Adam that gives you instructions, right, or it's the tax law, right, you break your head, or you hire someone to break his head for you, and you make sure you understand it. You don't say, okay, something like that, I have to pay taxes, you know, something like that. You don't know something like that. You don't want to break the law. And this is something written by people, which you don't even know if there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, meaning you don't even know if it makes sense when you finished. If people wrote it, maybe it doesn't make sense now. And when the super bahavanoso, if you're not quite sure what it means, he says it was written with the letters look like each other, it's hard to tell what it means, what it says. Oh, hamilos, or the words are not clear. Oh, mepinyono, you're not sure what the melech really means. The takusam, subtleties, the sarbusam, things that are, sound a little confusing. The tzachos dvorov. You know, I remember, when I went to high school, how we sat over Shakespeare's plays like it was a piece of Gemara. We sat there and we learned the Mefarshim on it. And what does this mean? And what does that mean? And why did he say that? This is Hamlet, Macbeth, all those books. Conrad, what did he write? What was the book? Conrad, we read this book, like about an old man. Conrad. No, come on, don't be ashamed. I'm not ashamed. Conrad, I'm taking this book, and the story doesn't make sense. You have to, what does this man stand for? What does that man stand for? Come on. Maybe I have the wrong name.
Ulysses.
No.
Heart of Darkness.
Yeah. What's the name of the book?
Heart of Darkness.
What?
Heart
of Darkness.
Art?
Art.
Art.
Art. Art. Conrad?
Heart of Darkness.
I don't know that. Something with a river, they follow a river. Anyway, we sat and we sat and we. Every nuance of meaning, every subtlety, every this. Okay, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the law. People that sit and they read the law to know what to do. You're a storekeeper and they come down with the law about how to keep records. You break your head to make sure you understand it. You wouldn't just casually say, okay, I have a pretty general understanding of what the law wants me to do. Lamud al-inyona v'yimitzar tzar gogo, which people, of course, hire accountants, right? If the tax law would make sense, the accountants would all be out of business. V'yimitzar tzar gogo atshiyovin kavanosabo. So if Hashem sent you a book and he says, this is my will, you to make make sure you understand it thoroughly and totally, and the nuances, and the Torah is like so infinitely deep and infinitely broad, and there's Sodos HaTorah, there's Pshat, and there's Remez, and there's Drash, and there's So, there's so much there. You have to understand everything. Ukshu also said, if you would do that, you admit you would do that, if you had from the king a list of instructions, right, you would follow it and make sure you understand it. You wouldn't be happy with just, you wouldn't be satisfied with just a superficial understanding. Lamor al sefer adam kolor, uvent musa kamohu, melech posav adam, kamu hu chayim lasos mikifle zeh, certainly you have to double and triple and quadruple your efforts, at sheyovin sefer al kol, at shehu chayim, this is your life. It's certainly, he's not even talking about getting the clarity in halachas, whether it's halachas, halachas that you have to know, or halachas Shabbos. He means that also, you know. And he means you have to know what to do, but he means anything in Torah. You have to understand what Hashem is saying, what Hashem wants, what Hashem desires. What is the will of Hashem? I want to do the will of Hashem. Hashem expressed Himself through the Torah, through the Shulchan Aruch, through the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, through the Mishnah Brura, through Hilchos Shabbos. So I really want to know. And if there's a sovereignty, what do you do if you're benching licht and you're in a hotel? I know my wife's busy with that now. Because I hold the whole world changed when they got electric lights. The whole world of Hilchos of Lachos Neiros changed. That's my shita. Because the candles we light do not give off any light anymore. They don't. They don't. There's no way. You have halogen lights in your living room. You have spot lights. You have right. It doesn't give off any light. So that's why I gave a whole new set of instructions.
Rob?
Okay, I'm going to now. Come to my wife, Cheryl. Yes.
So if it's a tax thing, you're not going to understand it. You'll go outsource that to your accountant.
Here we go again.
So can I outsource this stuff?
You don't outsource it. You go to your rep. So you take what you can and you study it. And if you don't understand it, you go to a Rebbe or you hook up with another woman and you learn Bechavrusa. Just make sure you understand whatever it is of Torah you learn. It might be the meaning of the Siddur, it might be the Halachas. I'm not talking about necessarily the profundities of Sefer Bereishis. You know, maybe, yeah, maybe not. You know, you want to learn Tanya. You know, it's heavy stuff. Let's go back to the principle. Number five is don't be intellectually lazy. Make sure you understand to the whatever extent you could with a clarity. Don't walk away till you have. Now, sometimes you have to walk away because sometimes you say, I'll sleep on it. Or sometimes, we all say this sometimes. I don't understand this now. Let me revisit this in 6 months. Let me revisit this in a year. When I'm older and smarter, this is not for me now. It's too much for me. That's okay. He's not like, you know, putting you in a straitjacket. He's just saying, don't be satisfied with superficiality. If you realize that it's beyond your understanding now, you'll mark it down, or remember, you'll come back to it, or you'll ask someone. His point is to not treat the Torah cheaply, not treat it like something that can be casually, superficially understood without yegiya, without, make sure you have it, make sure you get it. Yeah.
Can you say this applies to people's individual relationships? Somebody tells us something, they go, oh, sure, okay. We don't always understand, usually don't really understand what people are telling us.
Well, the Chaim HaSalvah is a good idea in anything. You know, it's a good idea in relationships, it's a good idea in science, it's a good idea in math, it's a good idea in history. He is talking about Torah. But certainly you can extrapolate and say, well, let me take the Chaim HaSalvah's urging and let me apply it everywhere. He's urging to understand Hashem's will with a clarity. That's what he's writing here. He's saying, this is Hashem's will. He sent us a missive that we have to understand. This is His will, and you make sure you understand it with all of the kavod. That's why it says, "Mishamesh Rabbi Akiva, Batul Kavod HaTorah."
what's the Kavod HaTorah? Because he would be doresh the crowns on top. You ever see in the Sefer Torah those little crowns? Mm-hmm. So he would say what it's there for. So that's tremendous Kavod HaTorah. He said, there's not, nothing is extra in the Torah. There's no extra words. There's no extra letters. There's no extra strokes of the pen. Everything is Kedusha, everything is Hashem's will, and you just have to figure it out. So he was able to figure it out, and when he died, it was a Kavod HaTorah. There was a definite decrease in Kavod HaTorah because people weren't able to do that anymore. So you're taking this idea and you're extrapolating it that it's a universal truth. That's true. That's because, of course, that's Torah is ultimately universal. Anything that is true about Torah will be true about the world, because Torah really is the world. Because Torah is relationships. You know, he's not talking about that. He's talking about Torah what it says, Torah Shemitzav, Torah Shemalpeh. But ultimately, the reason, first of all, you're right, and second of all, the reason you have to be right is because Torah is the source of our whole lives, including our relationships. If you're doing that to understand the tax code of Obama and how to sign up for Obamacare on the computer, which they just realized that their $70 million contract to the company is not working and no one could sign up for it. I don't think they can ask for their $70 million back. Notice how in every piece so far he relates it to your own life, something you can understand, something, and he just says, wow, if you would do that to a regular person who saved your life, if you would do that to a regular king who sent you a law and you have to struggle to understand it, exponentially more obligated, this is your life. My brother, where did you come off allowing yourself to either ignore it, meaning the depth, and not having a clarity what it means, things that you could figure out, v'nigla mepshuto, v'tokel v'zumoso, halotirech hashoncho p'kishchuscha v'dover hazeh. You're not being intellectually honest. You're not living the way you're supposed to live. You're not thinking the way you're supposed to think. You're not being honest with yourself or with Hashem. Halo zed doma l'masa mishenemar bo, and now he quotes a pasuk in Daniel, v'lelo Daniel, we now say, because the tzere is under the yud, so we say Daniel. I'm learning Daniel in the shul this morning. The Layla Hey cast of the Davan of Khosha Paris Lavano, the Lakhazim Shomin Yodin, right, made out of wood and stone and metals, gods, idols that don't see and don't hear, Shabachta you gave praise to. The Layla Kod in Nishmasoch Biday Bukholar Khosakh Laylo Hadarta. So you see the Kal Vachomer that was made there. I've always made this Kal Vachomer very young, and he just says, look, this is how you act with a regular person, a boss of a dog. Just imagine how you should act when it comes to Torah, in this case, when it comes to the Rosh Hashanah. So that was number five. Yes.
Isn't there something, though, to be said for the...
I'm sorry?
Isn't there something to be said for the Emunah Peshuta of the previous Sidkonios? I think of my grandmother sitting with her, and